Coal country was celebrating this week when Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke lifted a coal moratorium signed into law by the Obama administration 14 months ago. But now the question is whether coal companies will even decide to expand their production in states like Wyoming. With the price of natural gas so low, coal has been having a hard time competing. But if and when companies do expand, their first stop is the Bureau of Land Management to submit an application. Right now, BLM has 11 applications, but all but one was submitted over 10 years ago. I sat down with BLM spokesman Brad Purdy and Solid Minerals chief Brenda Newman to talk about whether they expect to see more now that the coal pause is over.
Well, I think it was yesterday. The coal pause was lifted by Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke. So now I think the biggest impact here in Wyoming will be we're able to take in new applications for coal leasing.
You know, maybe you can kind of tell me what was the sort of the mood around the office when that was happening. Does that make your life harder, easier? What was your reaction?
You know, here at BLM, we are policy implementers, not policy makers. So I don't know if there was a good or a bad mood. We're ready to do the work. We always work with the applicants. We were working with them under the coal pause. We'll continue to work with them now that the coal pause is gone.
There's been lots of new coal leases in the recent past. These are things that have just been kind of, you guys have been working on for kind of a while.
Most of the leases have been. We have gotten a new lease in the Powder River Basin in 2016, and that was during the pause, or right before the pause. So we did accept that lease, and we are starting to work on that.
So can you kind of talk me through just what the process is? Does a company come to you and say, yeah, we'd like to expand. What do you have? How does it work?
So, you know, most leases now are either by lease by application or a lease modification. So the company does approach us. So it is very much market driven. So as companies recognize a need for additional federal coal, they approach the BLM with their application and we begin working on it.
Maybe you could give me an example of just one of them that, and kind of just talk about where is it at right now and where did it start and where is it going?
Sure. So probably the most recent one that is being worked on is the West Antelope 3. I do believe that was a coal lease by application. It's about 3,500 acres, 441 million tons of coal. And right now the BLM is preparing the Federal Register notice of our notice of intent to scope it. That's us engaging the public and prepare a draft EIS. So that's where that one's at. And that's, you know, getting along in the process.
Okay. And so are they going to, once you kind of work through this process, they'll be ready? Because you had mentioned when we talked that sometimes companies aren't necessarily ready even once you guys are ready.
Sure. Yeah, it is possible that, you know, after we complete the NEPA review, we get to the point where we're issuing a decision and then we're ready to have the coal lease sale. From time to time, a company will come to BLM and say, you know, we're not exactly ready for that track of coal yet. So we just paused the lease sale.
Where do you think now that the moratorium has been lifted, is there going to be more interest in moving on some of these? Even, you know, some of these companies like Antelope that they have these, they're ready to go. Are they going to be ready to move on them?
Well, I think time will tell. As new applications are submitted, and you know, that will let us know that there's new interest out there. So only time will tell on that.
Yeah, and it's just really up to those companies and whether the market maybe is viable for them to move on these.
Yeah, sure. You know, BLM, we're going to take in the application. We're going to do the NEPA analysis, the National Environmental Policy Act analysis that needs to be done, and then we'll issue a decision. That's what BLM's role is. As far as, you know, the markets go, again, that's driven by these companies. When they feel like they're ready to start moving on a new track of coal, they will submit their application to BLM and we will process it. If, you know, the coal industry has an uptick, and then we'll see more applications. If it doesn't, then, you know, things will go along as they have been for the past few years.
And is this process that we've just been kind of looking at here, mm-hmm. is it something that happens quickly, or what are the steps? Maybe you can kind of just talk about timeline-wise how long some of these things take.
Sure. It is a very in-depth process. The NEPA analysis and the things that are required that BLM does, it takes time. You know, moving through the bonding onto the mine permitting, that also takes time. That's done by other agencies. But, you know, it does take time because it is a thorough NEPA analysis, and BLM wants to make sure that we look at these projects and we analyze them effectively, and we come to a very, very good decision.
That was BLM spokesman Brad Purdy and Solid Minerals Chief Brendan Newman talking about the Interior Secretary Zinke's recent decision to lift the coal ban.